Ready? Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for March 16th, 2020. The time now is 7:34 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stupa.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
And Mark Raddis is absent.
The special meeting is in regards to the fire service contract. So I reached out to the mayor and asked him in regards to extending our fire contract until the end of the year. That way all three entities are on the same page. Ours expired at the end of July. Montville's and the city, their agreement was basically December 31st of this year. Theirs expired. So I asked the mayor if we can go ahead and look at extending it to the end of the year. That way it gives everybody, we're all on the same page. It gives us a little bit more time then to decide, you know, looking at extending the contract or renewing the contract or whatever. Kind of gives all three entities a chance to feel like they're not being rushed to get something done, because we end in July,
right,
and the other two end in December. So he said he had no problem with that. The only thing is he needs to bring it up in front of council, and he had to have an answer in regards to if we were on board allowing him to talk to council or present it to council that the township was on board to looking to extend it to the end of the year. He just needed to know by Wednesday, and because our trustee meeting was Thursday, so that's the reason why I called a special meeting. So, you have any questions in regards to it?
My biggest question is going to be if we could talk to them about having a realistic time frame on finding out what they're going to be proposing for price, you know, beforehand. Because that's what we were kind of coming into at this July one.
Right.
We didn't know what it was going to cost us, and it doesn't give us enough time to make our plans.
Right. With this, we'll pay the $230,000 that we have. We had two invoices sent. So we originally had the $230,000, and it was dated to the end of the year. And when I called to find out, because a previous email I got from the mayor's office stated that we were at the end of July. So I called to find out exactly which one it was, so we were all on the same page. So they gave us a revision of the bill, mm-hmm, which was less, and it only dated it to July. So we actually have until we could pay to July and then have to work on something to get it scrambled to get it, whatever we're doing, or continue and pay the $230 for the year, mm-hmm, and end in December, which gives us, you know, from now until December to have something, you know, look at or whatever. And I know they're working on it with the committee that they had.
I think
it
makes more sense
in regards to numbers and stuff like that. So this way I feel that nobody's being rushed.
No. To
get a fair deal all the way around for all three entities, if that's something that, you know, the entities decide to do at the end of the contract.
Yeah, I guess my question would be is, are they looking to tell us like in September?
I mean, I can reach out to him and find out exactly if he has some preliminary numbers in regards to, you know, what he has. I know he had mentioned at that meeting that we had with the fire district that they presented that he asked the chief to kind of make some numbers, get some numbers together or whatever. So I can reach out to the mayor and see if he kind of has some kind of a preliminary idea as to what kind of, I mean, I know it's not going to be set in stone because I don't know exactly, they haven't really decided if it's going to be a 24-hour shift or,
right,
you know.
Right, that actually gives them some more time too.
Right.
Again, my biggest thing was I didn't want to wait till December.
Right.
And then be like, oh.
No, and I think us as a board, I mean, at least I feel, you know, that's something we could, you know, let's look at doing this, extending it to the end of the year, and then look at, okay, we'd like to at least have some kind of an idea, a rough estimate as to what we're thinking, you know, for a new contract.
Well,
that's
like
cost wise.
We're on the same thing with Montville too, that way we're all on the same page,
all three of us.
So yeah, I'm good with that. So.
So at this time I'd like to make a motion to allow Medina Township to extend or ask the city to extend our fire service contract to December 31st of 2020. That way all three entities will be on the same ending date for the contract.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Nah, I can answer my question.
Roll call, please.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, and I'll reach out to the mayor in regards to letting him know that we put something in place that he can let council know on that, and then he'll let me know exactly what council has to say then at their meeting. So.
Or maybe just ask him at that time, like, listen, we would like a
and I plan on, you know,
plan.
But I want to, like I said, I want to get this at least.
Well, this part's better to have it to the end of the fiscal, you know, it's all the same thing.
Absolutely.
But again, I just don't want to be caught with our pants down.
Right, no, exactly, exactly.
I do that enough as it is.
All right. But all right, anything else?
Nope.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
We adjourn our Medina Township Trustees special meeting at 7:39 p.m.
See, if I'm going to be on TV, I want to make it entertaining.
You want to be too entertaining.